Good morning. Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my name is George Holzman.
Hi,
And
George.
I'm
How are you?
calling about your best gig internet.
Absolutely. I can definitely give you a little bit more information if that's what you like. Did you have any specific questions with regards to it?
I know you have it in Rhinebeck. That's where I live.
Yes. In some areas of Rhinebeck, and I can actually verify your address to see when we would have service.
Okay, 30 Beach Street, BEECH.
Okay, and of course that's 12572.
Correct.
Okay. Let's go ahead and take a look. Got it here. So it shows that we already have service available for that area. What we can do is we can go through the sign-up process and it'll pop up with a schedule to see when you would like the appointment. Would you like to continue over the phone with me?
I'd like to know how much it is.
Yes. So our current promotion.
What are the services available?
Yes.
Okay.
So our current promotion is $69.99 for the 1 gig. And so that's 1,000 megabytes per second download and 1,000 megabytes per second upload. So that's going to be your internet speed. That $69.99 promotional price is if you sign up for auto pay through your checking account and paperless billing. We do also offer a 2 gig for $99.99, but with that auto pay and paperless billing discount, it would bring it down to $89.99.
Well, I don't think I'll need 2 gigs.
Okay.
I don't use that much data.
Yeah, no, and I mean, we also don't have a cap on the data, so you are free to use as much data as you want. It's just the 1 gig defines how fast you're able to download things at.
Right. Yep. And that's pretty fast. Considering I just tested mine, and it's only at 130.
Oh, my. Yeah, so almost 10 times that amount you'll be receiving for $69.99 if you sign up for the auto pay.
Okay, so let's sign me up.
Okay.
Let's make an appointment.
Absolutely, we can definitely go ahead and do that. So we're interested in the 1 gig, is that correct?
Correct.
And then just so that I can get an idea, how large is your home in square footage approximately?
Oh, 900.
Okay. All right. The reason I ask that is just because sometimes the older, larger homes or even old homes like mine, which was built in the year 1900, some of the building materials can block the Wi-Fi signal from the router. So we just use the square footage to determine whether or not it might be recommended for a Wi-Fi extender. Of course, it's never necessary for you to order one or anything like that, but we do offer them at $8 a month if ever you were to decide that you wanted one. Other than that, did you want any home phone service?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. And do you rent or own the property, please?
Own.
And how are your current utility wires feeding your home, such as Central Hudson? Is it coming through the air? Is it underground? Or are you not sure?
Central Hudson, it's in the air, lines.
In the air, okay. All right, perfect. And do you have a different billing address?
No.
Okay, so your billing and service are the same. Perfect.
Yes.
And George, if you please spell your first and last name for me, please.
G-E-O-R-G-E.
Mm-hmm.
Last name, H-O-L-Z. As in zebra.
Yep.
M-A-N-N.
Perfect. All right. And what is the best email address for you, please?
holzmaga@hotmail.com.
Perfect. And then what is the best phone number that you would like as your primary number on the account, please?
Area code 845. 475-5975.
Perfect. Did you want to add a secondary account or a secondary phone number to the account?
Yes, 845-649-6210.
Okay, perfect. And how may we contact you? We have the option of phone, email, or text. Most people typically choose text because it is strictly account specific. We don't send any advertisements to your phone unless you were to authorize that. And then you can also get notified about your install appointments, order status, and you'd even be able to confirm your install appointment as well.
Text.
Okay.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, and just so you're aware, just because it's a general disclaimer, the message and data rates may apply depending on your carrier. Would that be okay?
Messages and what? Oh, yeah, yes, yes. That's
yeah.
Right.
It's the general disclaimer with that. I mean, most of us have basically unlimited anything. So.
Yes.
Typically, those don't really apply anymore, but we still have to cover our bases.
Roaming still applies.
Roaming does, yes, because they know that if we leave the area, they can charge us more.
Yeah, especially if you go to Canada international.
Yeah, I mean, some plans actually offer cheaper rates, actually, nowadays, because they have a lot of people who go and visit Canada or Mexico. So for Canada and Mexico, a lot of the times they'll include it now, or at least they'll include the calls. As non-international.
You have to switch it over on your phone.
Yes.
And set up.
Yes. Yes, definitely. I mean, personally, what I do is when I go back to France, I just purchase a SIM card and just swap it out.
Well, that works.
It's cheaper that way.
Yeah. Yep, I would imagine so.
Oh, yeah.
So you get the SIM card over there?
Yeah, I'll purchase a SIM card over there and put it into my phone or get a cheaper temporary phone while I'm there.
Right.
I mean, it really depends on whether your phone is locked to your carrier at that point. Typically, I like to go for unlocked phones just so that I have that capability of swapping the SIM card.
Yep.
But I've noticed that Androids are better. I've noticed that Androids are better with the SIM card swapping than iPhones, and I've got an iPhone.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah, I don't have an iPhone, which hurts when I'm with my family and 80% of them have iPhones and they got to do a photo drop. You get it? No, I have Android.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I'm out of the loop there.
All right, and just bear with me one moment. Now, as part of our order process, we do have to run a soft credit check. That's just to determine if a deposit is required, and it also verifies that you are who you say you are, but primarily it has to do with the deposit. Did you want to go ahead with a credit check? It does not affect your credit score in the slightest. We don't see any information with regards to your credit. The only thing it tells us is whether or not a deposit is required.
Oh, deposit. Okay.
If you want to bypass it, we definitely can, but that would automatically require a $50 deposit, and I don't think. I mean, most people typically don't want to do the deposit.
Right. Yeah. No. Besides, you'll be using my credit card. Right.
So actually, we do prefer if you want to get the full $10 discount for you to. Set it up with your checking account for the auto pay. If you do want to use a debit card or a credit card, it will only give you a $5 discount instead of a $10.
No, credit card. Checking account's fine too.
Okay.
I have a checking account.
Perfect.
Okay. So my credit card number is.
I don't need the credit card number. I would need the social. I do apologize.
Okay. 059-48-9536.
Perfect. And submitting that now.
Hurry
so you do happen to have a freeze on your credit. Do you happen to know the PIN?
Try 0426.
No, so that didn't work.
Yeah.
Typically, it would be a numerical pin, and it can be between 8, 10, 12, 15, or 17 characters. It's for your Experian.
Oh, gosh. And I just pulled that file out. Damn, I couldn't think of the number. I can't think of it.
And you wouldn't happen to have that on file, would you? Do you know if you have the app that would be able to unfreeze it temporarily?
Well, let me look.
Because I know sometimes you can have the Experian app and you can unfreeze it temporarily.
It's so problematic when you have.
I know. And with the recent breach that there was going on a few months ago, I mean, a lot of people ended up freezing their credit and then they forgot about it. I know. I'm one of them.
In fact, I called up the credit card company because I got a couple of charges on my phone, on my card. And even though it's in pending, I got called back once it's in the transaction area.
Yeah.
It's like, we can't deal with it when it's in pending.
I mean, it's so frustrating because we depend so much on our credit history and our credit file. And then, you know, somebody steals your identity, becomes this major issue, and it can really ruin everything in your life.
Yep. Hold on. Let me look on this phone here.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. No worries. Take your time.
Yeah. No, it's not there. Hold on.
Okay, no worries.
I was just in the filing cabinet and I seen it there. I'll never find it again, but I'll look anyway. I have to put my filing cabinet in order. I moved.
I have to do the same thing. All of my files are everywhere. I have to do the same thing.
Yeah. Everything's there, but it really needs to be in order.
Yeah, I had it where I had everything in my one filing cabinet, and I was contemplating moving. So I put it into these little filing boxes where you could put the little folders horizontally to be held up within the box. And I've got those up in storage. So if ever I have to find any piece of documentation that's not recent, I have to climb a ladder. And then I have to pull down that's two crazy. Boxes and search through two boxes filled with files. And then I still have to go to my parents depending on what else I need because I have some of the important documentation still at my mother's house. At my late mother's house, I should say. But like the title for the vehicle, for example, for my father who lives abroad, I have to go search his filing cabinet over at my late mother's home.
Yeah. So my daughter, you know, she had a car here. And I'm like, you leave your title right here with me. If you're leaving the car here, leave the title.
Yeah,
if
exactly. That way,
to you, I just want to find the back of it with your name and get rid of it.
Yeah, exactly.
But she, I was surprised. It was a piece of shit. It was a Honda Element.
Oh, yeah.
And she had like 197,000 miles on it. And mice ate through some wires and the hose going to the gas tank. It tried to fill up the gas tank and went right to the ground.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my gosh. What a mess. But
I believe it.
The insurance company totaled it. And
really?
We were like,
for a gas line?
Oh,
it was probably the wiring harness.
Yeah. And the wiring harness, too, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably the wiring harness, the reason that they totaled it, because once those wiring harnesses are chewed through or damaged, they did that with my Durango, actually. I ended up with a total loss because Connecticut, as I went out there for a part to replace on my vehicle, all of a sudden, it was early March. All of a sudden, we had this like blizzard that came out of nowhere, and it wasn't even expected to be a bad snowstorm or anything. but the plows weren't doing anything, and they weren't laying salt or sand down over in eastern or western Connecticut. And I went down this place called Bunker Hill. I don't know if you're familiar with it, if you've ever traveled out to the outskirts of Connecticut. But it's this really steep hill. And I guess there was enough ice that had just formed for me to slip.
Black ice.
Yeah. It was underneath that little thin layer. It was like an not even an inch of snow.
No, not even.
Yeah, it was enough for me to slip and going into a spin. And I spun out, and they don't have regular guardrails. They have the three-tier guide wires, which tear your vehicle apart. And because it cut through the wiring harness in the front that dealt with the airbag sensors and the horn, it immediately was a total loss, let alone, of course, it tore off my bumper. It damaged the rear quarter panel because, again, I spun 360 a couple of times going down that hill. But, I mean, the amount of damage, it wasn't even, like, crazy. There was no other damage. Like, the headlight was broken, sure, but the radiator was fine. The subframe got a little bit bent from where the wire was, like, pulling on it, but that was it. I mean, the subframe is replaceable, but they determined that it was a total loss because it was over $18,000 worth of damage. And with wiring harnesses, they're very strict because those airbag sensors are very, very sensitive, but it cut through so fast that the airbag sensors did not go off and my airbag did not go off. I mean, I was only going 20 miles an hour. It's not like I was going very fast, but even so slow, it caused total damage.
It's like being in a bumper car when you're going that slow.
Yeah, basically. Definitely shook me up a bit. I had my son in the back. He was all happy like, wee.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He was like, wee. And he was fine. No bruises, nothing. You know, everybody was fine. Oh. I had a bruise on my knee that somehow appeared. I don't know how, but. It's interesting when you tense up during the incident and everything feels so slow motion, but you don't realize how you get these bruises.
Yep. You go into what is it called?
It's kind of like a tunnel vision in a sense because everything slows down.
Right.
Because when you're
slowed,
go for it.
Oh gosh, I can't think of it.
I know there's a word for it. Yeah.
You know, the jet pilots when they went into a spin to Earth and life is passing in front of them and everything, and it's like they think of this, they think of that, they think of everything going on through their entire life, and they go back into the into the recording of it, and it's only like 5 seconds.
I know, it's crazy how that just like your mind just processes so fast, but everything feels so slow. Yeah, it's pretty intense. They do that with car racers too. They go through that too. My cousin used to race for NASCAR.
There's a name for it. Oh, time compression.
Yes, thank you. I couldn't think of it.
That's it.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how the body works.
Yep. So I'm looking for a code, huh?
Yeah, it's gonna be like an 8, 10, 12, or 15. Possibly 17-digit.
It's probably something I would have to write down on this paperwork, and I don't see it here. What I'm saying here is paperwork that came to me in 2016. So that's not likely. So
oftentimes they'll send like a pin on that documentation. That would show, in case you do freeze it, what that pin would be. Worst case, what you could do is you could also contact them. I do have the phone number for them if you want to go ahead and do that. And then if you give us a call back, you can always request me. My name is CJ, and I already have your information down, so that way I could just run it through, and then we'll be on our merry way.
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah, so let me go ahead and provide you with their phone number. That way you can reach them.
Let me bring my chair back.
They may be able to either give you the pin or they can temporarily remove the freeze.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd probably have to jump through hoops. Yeah, hey, take it off. Yeah, I just want to buy a house and a boat and three cars.
Right. I mean, the thing is, like, I'm sure they wouldn't have an issue providing you with the PIN, at least. If they say we can't provide you with the PIN, you may also be able to request it via mail for them to mail you the PIN, but have them temporarily remove the freeze. But you should be able to do it through their app, too.
Yep.
So that might be faster than calling them.
Give me the telephone number.
Absolutely. It's 888.
And I'll do a little research. Yep.
397-3742. Yep. So that's 888-397-3742.
Okay.
Thank All right.
You. CJ, right?
Yes, CJ.
Okay.
Absolutely. And in the meantime, did you have any other questions for me in the meantime while I had you online?
Does Archtop provide television service?
No, we don't. Internet? It's internet and home phone that we provide.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Okay. All right. Bye now.